Okay,
Not
I'm
good.
ready. I'm ready.
I don't think that's the best choice.
I'm here in the big city.
Her background.
What do you
Yeah,
mean?
but maybe use a more modern image.
What are you talking about? This is the view outside my window.
A more modern representation
I'm
of the
here in the big
skyline.
city, man. I'm here.
Yeah, but what did you search for that to get that picture? It's a little dated, is all I'm saying.
Oh, Chelsea Savoy. That's where I'm staying. I could, it's clear. It's a clear shot.
Looks beautiful, man.
Yeah, man, you should. Oh, I think the sun's going down.
One sec, sorry.
Sun's setting down over here in the big city, man. Good to see you.
You're really gonna stick with that one, huh?
What do you mean? It's.
I guess it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Better
Fair.
times, you know?
Are you in New York still?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Oh,
I just went.
you're back?
Yeah, I was floating around the Northeast and then we tap back in here. All right, fine. I'll quit playing around.
Yeah.
I'll quit
Yeah.
being silly.
Yeah, stop being cheeky. Change it to something normal.
But this is still our intro. You can't not.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMTFans.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMTFans.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I should get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
My God, why does Zoom suck so much
Dude,
ass?
Zoom is ass. Still, how?
The worst fucking app ever.
How?
Are you kidding me, dude? How is this so garbage? I can't even see me anymore. Now I'm stuck. I'm stuck with this view. Jesus Christ.
So folks, we're stuck with this background, unfortunately.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's you know, it's a nice warm day here. Not a, you know, it was overcast earlier, but the sun's coming down a little bit. And
are you actually back in the big city?
I am in the big city.
So you played a show there and then you left and now you're back?
Yeah, I played a show there and then we went to Boston and Philadelphia, and then we came back.
Boston,
yeah,
Boston,
Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the French were gonna call it before
yeah.
the,
yeah,
before the English did their thing. Boston,
how was the show?
Which one?
All of them. How was the New York one?
New York one was great. It was sold out. It was awesome. Philly was great. Boston was actually great as well. We did a late show, kind of like last minute. And so, yeah, they're all solid. It was a good time. It's good. It's good to be back in America.
Oh yeah. Wait, where were you?
Australia was the last place I performed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen you since then.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
When are you going to Europe?
I am going in 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. All I see is you and just in the back of a B&H photo video store. That's so cool. You turn your house into Sammy's cameraman.
Yeah, I'm just collecting. Yeah, I'm collecting tripods.
Welcome,
I'm actually starting my own tech tips channel.
Welcome, dude. You finally joined us.
Yeah, man. But like, I just keep buying the exact same shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not really upgrading. I'm buying the exact same tripod over and over again.
Yeah.
And the same camera. Because I just love it so much.
Hi, this is Cody Ko. Welcome to Cody's Tech Tips. We are here with my 17th Panasonic GH7. I am really stoked to be attaching another 24-105 lens to this. This one will be focused on my wrists. They tend to be doing a lot. I gesture a lot with my hands, and we want to be able to cut to my hands when I'm recording. So we just want
today we're going to be testing an up shorts shot of the left side of my nutsack.
They call this,
and just to see the kind of how it fares in low light, just to see how much of the sack we can actually make out.
This is a technique used by older men in Japan on subway trains, but we figured, hey, you know, why not turn a negative into a positive?
We're testing every use case here.
Yeah. You know, so it might make the ladies uncomfortable, but on this show.
Yeah. Wait, is that a Samsung? Is that a Lumix? What even are these? I don't even know.
How do you not even, dude? They're Panasonic.
I don't know. I didn't buy them.
I'm rich. I don't read things anymore.
I don't know cameras like you. I think Zach or Luke helped me. Mazad's calling right now.
It's all right, dude.
She knows this is our time.
Yeah, this is
we been time. Our time for fucking 5 years.
This is we time.
I know she just ended the call after two rings. I know she's gonna text and be like, "Oh, sorry, you're recording."
Yeah, how does she not know? It's all right, man. You know, I got it. After I got my first brand deal check, I just started not hearing below 2,000 hertz like frequency.
What?
It's just so
what do you hear?
Once you get the money, it makes
dog
you, like,
whistles.
Once you get the money, you're just like hearing impaired. You know, you just when people talk to you, you're like, I don't.
If it's got this has nothing to do with more money. So that's the only thing I can hear now.
Yeah, I only hear the frequency band where it's like better help wants to. I'm like, whoa.
Wait, now I'm listening. What's up?
SeatGeek wants to. Yeah, no, I'm. Hey, man, I'm in.
SeatGeek wants to sponsor you again. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. So I get it, dude. You've made so much money. You're visually impaired as well.
No. I just don't know cameras.
Yeah. And no, it's like
Zach or Luke. I forget who was. Did some research, and they were like, "These are the ones." And I said. Said, pull the trigger.
They just like held up this object to you, and it was like kind of blurry. And you're like, yeah. they held up the price to you, and like it was just blur. Like you couldn't. You're like, I don't know. Yeah, run it. I guess
run it.
I don't see that.
Yeah.
Just kidding, everybody that's listening. We're having a laugh. We're just teasing.
We're just mucking around.
Yeah, we're just goofing. No, I really like that you live in a Sammy's camera, man. Whoa, how'd this bagel get in my mouth?
Whoa.
How'd this juicy bread and egg get in my mouth?
Are you having a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Bacon, egg, and cheese? Not really. It's a bacon, hash, sausage, egg, and little cheese.
So why are you back in New York?
Because we got 2 days off, and then... I'm gonna go to Florida, do a show there, and then we're gonna go to Pittsburgh. But basically, this is like my weekend. This is my Saturday, Sunday, baby.
Okay. Any plans in the big city?
Yesterday, I bought some new cameras.
Actually,
what
one?
Two FX30s.
I don't know what are those.
They're Sony's.
Okay, I just heard.
They're Sony FX30s. Yeah.
How much were they? Doesn't matter.
$17,000.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
$99,000.
What are these for?
Oh, man. I'm going to become a clips guy.
Oh, they're for clips?
They're for clips.
None of your current cameras work for clips?
No, they do, but I had some revelations about clips. So I'll be hitting them from three angles, four actually. Nice. But yeah, I have a camcorder that we actually use to pipe into the theater screen so all the people in the nosebleeds can actually see me. Mm-hmm. And we use that to just record the set so I can watch it after. And then we're gonna have three Sonys, two locked off. Cash will have one in hand. And then me doing clips.
Nice.
Clip Clipperson over here.
So is that what you're doing this weekend?
Yeah, I'm gonna be making clips every day, man.
Yeah, just you know me, man. Clip making clip art.
Clip lord
over here.
My plan with the clips, and you know, I'll see how often I can stick to it. But my goal is, I actually want to try to get it where there's no cuts.
Yeah.
So something that just happens naturally, that is funny in the moment, and it's just all one continuous thing.
Yeah.
So see how it goes. People might watch it and be like, "This is weird." But
no, they're not gonna. People are so used to stand-up clips now.
Yeah. No, I mean, because the pacing that I've kind of tested it out on a few others. The pacing is, it's definitely different. You know, because most stand-up clips, I feel, they're very edited. Like, it's like a lot of hard cuts between the audience and back to the performer. I'm trying to avoid that. Either way,
are you going to put the captions on?
Yeah, I'm actually going to make them so big you can't see me. I actually want to do one. I just found out, like, Jax Films kind of did this already, but I wanted to do one where it starts with like a 1080 frame at the top of the frame of gameplay. And then it's me like streaming me playing that game.
yeah.
And then my stand up like beneath that.
Dude, we had the exact same thought. We were gonna do podcast clips, but then in the bottom, instead of, you know, the car game or whatever that's always going.
Yeah.
It'd be like a really like fucked up sketch of me like getting kidnapped or something like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude.
Your Ring camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Couple dudes pulling up, snatching Cody away from his house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so new cameras, because about to become the clips guy.
That's good, man. I love watching stand-up clips. It's like one out of every four videos on my feed now is a stand-up clip.
Yeah. The one I posted was pretty softball. It was just like just a little catch.
Where was that?
It was New York.
Nice. The big city.
Yeah, the big city. It was here.
Yeah, right there.
It was out there, actually.
Yeah. that was.
Yeah, dude.
So,
what's been going on?
Now that I went to Vegas.
Yeah. And, yeah. Okay, Let's talk about it.
You know. Okay, so.
Oh, sorry. Wait, can I say one thing real quick?
What?
I was getting some shit last week for being low energy, and I just have to let the record show. I was not well.
Low energy on the
eating episode.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was getting a little bit of shit. I thought I had made it clear. My neck, my throat had been gunked up. The Mucinex guy nutted in my throat. I wasn't feeling too good. So, but I'm here. Yeah. I'm back with 200%. Yeah. Anyway, you went to Vegas.
Okay, yes, okay. So, let me tell you, ever been to Vegas?
Yeah.
During March Madness? Yeah, just in general. It's a great place, is it not?
Dude, so.
Paradise.
In advance of, or like before March Madness, you know, it's crazy. So when I went for Siva's wedding, they had the table limits up at the hotels. And we asked them, why are they so high? Like, it felt kind of random. They said, March Madness coming up. But it's like, that's how far in advance of March Madness that they anticipate people coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
That like 2 weeks prior already.
No. Not people. Dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's be clear.
Dudes.
Yeah, it's the boys.
It's the boys. Not like what, when you go to Vegas on a normal random weekend, what's the ratio normally when you're walking through a casino or you're at an event? It's normally 50-50 about.
Yeah.
Or even maybe sometimes skew more women, because if you're at something, the bouncers are always like, you got to bring girls.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
This was the most amount of dudes I've ever seen.
Just like guys.
Just in general, in one place. It's just in my life. It was the most amount of guys I've ever seen.
It's the guys.
And every single one of them was the exact same person.
Yeah.
Except for me. I was the cool one.
Yeah.
No, we were very different. We were the cool ones. We were the unique ones.
No, I read that. I actually saw an article. It was like, most unique guy in Vegas this weekend, Cody Ko, is here to really shake things up in the midst of fraternity brothers and sports fans. That was actually the first paragraph.
Yeah, I think it was a, wasn't that like a Vogue article about like the fashion of March Madness Vegas weekend?
Yeah, and it was all pictures of you.
And it's just, yeah, exactly. It was like 30 posts of dudes in flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And then me wearing Crocs.
Our guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 30 pictures of dudes in like gym shorts and like checkered shorts that are too long with flip-flops.
Yeah.
And a college zip-up.
So that was the vibe you saw. Did you see any former classmates?
Dude, we went, well, yeah, because we, I mean, I went with college friends, but.
No. But did you run into anyone that was like, oh, hey, comp sci 306?
No.
No vague, like Asians? Or
I mean, honestly, probably. Everyone there was the same. It was the exact same. We went to this, like, it was called Hoops and Hops. It was at the Cosmo. It was like, they took one of the ballrooms on like one of their, on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like gigantic ballroom.
Yeah.
And they put like 500 tables in there.
Yeah.
And screens like along the wall lining the ballroom. And there was an open bar. Tickets were like, you know, hundreds of dollars. It was like way more expensive than it should have been. But you got an
Quick
open
question.
Bar.
Are the hops denoting beer?
I think that's because, you know, basketball players, they hop.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Hoops is the one, is the beer reference.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. All right, continue. Yeah, so ballroom, screens, 500
ballroom, so
tables.
Just picture this. 500 tables.
The
dudes
boys are locked in.
I didn't see a single woman. I'm not kidding. I didn't see one. One of the bartenders was a woman. That's it. Then they had like three, like, you know, like little golf arcade game where you like roll the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They had three of those set up. They had a whole basketball court set up where unprompted dudes just started playing knockout for hours. If you were going to the bathroom, you'd stop and play like a round of knockout with other dudes. It was just the most amount of guys I've ever seen.
It was
fun.
No, ladies, I was going to say, ladies, if there's ever a time to cut your man loose, March Madness weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about anything.
He won't see a single, this is for the hetero couples out there, he won't see a single woman.
Yeah.
For 7 days straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Wall to wall, the boys.
Yep. Yeah, you should encourage him. If he's ever bringing up like a boys trip to Vegas, definitely pick, like, encourage him to go that weekend. Like, oh, it's March Madness. It's, you know, that'd be fun. And my buddy was telling me, he was talking to somebody, like, this was like a couple months ago, and he was like, yeah, I'm going for March Madness. And the guy was like, oh, I was born and raised in Vegas. That weekend, it's entirely guys. So funny. I mean, I liked it, you know?
Yeah, you're just chilling.
It's exactly. I went there to gamble with the boys. So that's what it was.
Dude, so are you down $19,500 or what's going on?
What is this? Did you make this?
Yeah, this has got to be ChatGPT. This has to be some inspect element right here.
Yeah.
So are you down $19,500?
Yeah, about that. About that. I lost so much.
Who won it? Who won?
Q. I watched Q go up like thousands of dollars in roulette. I've never seen that before. Like,
oh, I meant who won March Madness?
It's not over.
Oh, when's it over?
Like, Final Four is this weekend.
Oh, I watched the UCLA buzzer beater.
I didn't see that.
Oh,
I stopped watching after Duke lost, pretty much.
When did they lose? Like in the first round?
No, second.
Huh. Weird. It's a lot for them.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's,
honestly, yeah.
Huh.
It's just depressing. Not that I even like really followed the season. I don't know.
Solidarity.
It would have been a great energy during the day. Yeah. But unfortunately it didn't happen.
So who'd you pay a visit to? Did you go see Vanna? Did you see Larry?
Saw Larry. I was trying to find, you said Rich Little Piggies?
Rich Little Piggies,
I was
dude.
Trying to find that one. I couldn't find it. But we did play some sad. Other pig-themed ones. So we tried to, you know, usually we stick to nautical-themed, ocean-themed. But this time, because you were telling me about Rich Little Piggies, I did try a couple livestock-themed machines.
Oh, did you get on corn? Did you play corn?
No, it wasn't corn. It was it was the one where the piggies blow the, or the wolf like blows the house. It's like a Little Red Riding Hood themed.
Oh, haven't seen that one.
Okay.
I don't know about her.
Ellen was actually hitting.
Yeah, dude. So what was your, what kind of spins are we talking here? Dude, 1 cent, 2 cent, 5 cent?
No, 5 cent. We were spending, $5.
$5 a spin?
Yeah.
So, you know, so you could, you know, that could be 1 cent.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What was the denomination? Like, what was the, yeah. Okay. We were, one time we accidentally had it set on 5 cents.
So you let a little $15 spins.
Yeah.
Though.
So we were doing $15 spins and we watched $100 like evaporate and we were like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
So you say we. Like, oh, you guys, Sam. Gamble as a unit? You,
Sam, like
you
pull, of course. You,
of course. Yeah.
He'll sit down in a machine and go, okay, how much are we in? And then we each have to put in the same amount and then he spins. And then maybe I'll spin. Whoever's like got the hot hand, you know?
That's genius. So Sam puts in nothing and he gets all of you drunk and he gets you all to put in something.
No. He puts in money too. It's always, but it's like he'll never put in money and then just play just him with us watching. It's always right. Like we all gotta be in, which is fine. I like that.
Yeah, it's fine. I think that's good. He's taking you down with whatever the pain is.
Yeah. We had a couple insane runs. I mean, I'm talking, we hit a couple stupendous wins. A couple mega wins.
Stupendous wins.
Dude, it was just like every synonym for good. You know, you'd hit like a big spin and you'd get another one of those. Spectacular win. Oh, I've
right.
Never had one of those before.
Yeah, fantastic win.
That's good.
Hey. So dang, so you're on a run. How high would you say you guys got up?
I mean,
you couldn't see
time,
because you're rich. You couldn't even see the number. You're like,
yeah, it doesn't mean nothing. Means nothing to me. All these numbers are just, this is like too small in general. So I don't really know. You know, all that's why I was paying so close attention to the, you know, the descriptor word,
right?
The adjective, that's the only thing you can, and the win out. Because yeah, it's just that's what I respond to now. Oh, we haven't gotten fantastic before. That's got to be good. One funny thing that happened at the Hoops and Hops.
Yeah.
Was I go out to put a bet in. I'm betting on UConn, right?
Mm.
And Devin's from Connecticut. I think his brother went to UConn.
Right.
It's the only game that's about to start. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go bet on UConn because everyone else did.
Now, real quick, is it UConn or UConn?
I believe it. I believe you like, are you a fan of the team?
Yeah, I love UConn.
Yeah. They're a good team. Definitely a good team. Yeah.
You can UConn.
I should have did that to this guy, actually. I should have did that to this guy. I walked to the front of the betting line, and this dude's like, all right, man, give me something, dude. Who are you betting on? I need something. I need some info. Like, give me something. And I'm like, I'm betting on UConn. And he's like, okay. Why? Why are you betting on UConn? This guy, you know, backwards hat, like feathered hair, shorts, flip flops, college zip up, same guy as every other dude. He's like, why UConn? And I'm like, dude, I'm the wrong person to ask, man. It's because my friends are betting on it. He's like, ah, come on. That's it? That's all you got? Yeah, I don't know. They bet on it, so I'm going to bet on it. He's like, all right. Okay, that's fine, though. Tell me about your friend. What does he know? Does he know anything? And I'm like, he's from Connecticut, man. He's like, ah! Like, I stabbed him in the fucking heart. It's like, come on, betting with your heart.
Yeah, he just is fucking, he's just hoping that you're going to be, that, Man, I imagine that room was like a Stack Overflow user base in real time. It was only 5% of the guys knew all the stats, the numbers, players, who to pick, whatever. And everyone else is just making posts in there. Yo, wanna bet? Who's good?
I think a lot more dudes in there knew the stats. Because like every table had like betting sheets. Mm. And they were all like out with their pens, like looking at the odds, like writing down their bets before they go to the booth to put in.
I guess
the bets.
Yeah, you're not gonna pull up the Hoops and Hops like looking like a bozo.
Exactly. I felt like I kind of was out of place a little bit. Because I was the cool one, first of all, and the unique one and the cool one.
Oh yeah,
that's I wasn't like any of the other guys in there. I was the cool one.
No, and that's what they said when you walked in. Like you walked in and they were like, oh fuck, that's the guy that was in the paper with the most unique outfits this weekend.
He's not wearing flip flops. What the fuck?
That's crazy. Damn.
How are your feet supposed to breathe?
All those guys looking at your toes, just wondering.
Yeah, what those pinkies look like?
Closed toe, man. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Bet your feet stink.
You hiding something in there?
Sweating in there? Sweaty little piggies?
Let's see them.
Dude, let them breathe, man.
It's okay.
It's the most versatile shoe. Because it's casual, but, you know, it's easy to put on.
Just
don't got to wear socks.
Just huddling up around you. Hey, man, it's okay, dude.
Yeah. Here, man, chuck these on. We bought these in the gift shop. Come on, chuck them on.
There's some Cinderella story with a frat dude like leaving his one sandal and some other guy had like such a great time like betting and like chilling, and then he's like, fuck.
It's like a pledge story, you know?
Yeah.
Like a freshman trying to get into a frat.
Yeah.
But he forgets which one. He was connecting with all the guys.
Yeah.
But he gets too blacked out, he forgets which frat it is.
And then he leaves
his one sandal there.
The one sandal.
And the brothers are like, no, we got to get this kid. He's so tight.
He was so sick, bro. He was like the sickest dude ever, dude.
What was his name? Oh, I forget. Fuck.
They host a booth on campus. Does your foot fit this sandal?
Yeah. And then he had this crazy zip up. It had the logo of the school on it. Fuck, that's sick.
After multiple days of hosting the booth, brothers from frats all over came and tried their toes. Every time they tried, nah, you're not it, pal. And then when all
these fit you, but the grooves of your feet don't fit in. He's clearly worn these for years. Look at the way they're indented. Totally fit the ball of his foot and your toes and your feet just don't fit the grooves.
The way the dirt comes off of the sandal doesn't even appropriately cake the bottom of your foot correctly.
Yeah.
It's missing parts.
It's clearly is not you.
Out of desperation to try to get the perfect fit, the boys started loading leftover cocaine into the sandal and checking the bottom of these boys' feet prints. And then out of nowhere, young guy pulls up. In a zip up. Neck, it started at the top of his neck and went below his balls. And he had the smallest shorts ever beneath it. He was just all zip up and backwards hat and sunglasses. And he just
wearing one sandal.
Wearing one sandal. He goes, I think I know whose that is. Hell yeah. So you had a chill ass time. That's the only way to describe it, right? It was a chill ass time.
Yeah, totally chill. It was stupendous.
Stupendously chill time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was
remarkable.
Remarkable. That was one of them, actually. Remarkable win. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, you encounter any drunks, any wild behaviors?
any wild behaviors? I'm trying to think.
Any just
not really. Honestly,
any of the boys get crazy? You're like, whoa, chill out, dude.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
No fights?
No, no fights, which is good. Mm. But, you know, it's a very, like, testosterone-fueled weekend, you know?
A lot of this right here. Ready?
Yeah. That's usually what the boys, when we're all sitting in the same room, we're all just bucking at each other. Fucking, you looking at me?
Yeah, the people listening try to envision hoops and hops. It actually wasn't a very loud, you know, you think ballroom, 500 tables of frat dudes, you think it was probably fucking loud in there. No, it was stone silent.
Dead silent. It was...
All I could hear was pencils down, filling out betting sheets. Yeah. And dudes kind of bucking and nodding up.
That was literally, so we're looking at a picture right now. That was not even a quarter of it. That was like the private reserved version. The rest of the ballroom, which you don't see, was just all tables.
Damn.
But I do want to shout out the win, though, and the encore, because that's the first time I've actually stayed there, and it was awesome. The rooms were definitely nicer than any other place.
Great hotel.
Yeah.
Great hotel.
And they hooked it up, like, big time, which was cool.
Yeah. How was the set? How'd it go?
I didn't DJ.
Oh, no?
Francis canceled. No, I'm doing it this Sunday. So I'm going back.
You're going back?
Yeah. Because that's what anyone wants, right? Leaving Vegas is like, I can't wait to come back here in 2 weeks.
I'm pulling up.
To Vegas?
No.
Are you going to be there?
That's you. I'm going to be there in like 3 weeks.
But
who knows? Maybe you'll be a resident DJ at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll probably be back.
You might just be there already.
unless it just goes terribly on Sunday.
I'm telling you, man. Just get up there and play some horrendous shit.
Yeah, it's like I plug in my USB and it's like, wait, all I have is a folder of just like those meme songs on TikTok. Fart songs and... Wait, this is all I put on there?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
it's just Calling Me by Eric Prydz, but it's all farts. Yep. Yeah, dude. Are you scared?
No, not really. I mean, not really. A little bit. I'm definitely going to like when I played the show at Winston House, like getting up there was like, oh, fuck, it feels like a performance. But then you're like, it's fucking, you're playing music that's already good. It doesn't. You have a huge leg up, you know, it's like a huge, massive advantage.
Yeah.
As long as you play decent songs, generally, it's going to be OK, I think. I just got to make sure to not like totally fuck up.
Yeah, you just got to read the vibe. Make sure you don't, make sure you don't kill the motion. Keep the hips moving.
Yeah.
The shoulders bobbing.
Exactly.
How sick would it be to just get on stage and do another dude's jokes? Just try tried and true shit. Imagine
that's what I'm saying.
Just, you're good, man.
Yeah. Popping on stage and playing
Bill Burr or shit.
Yeah. Just hit and play. Yo, Chicago, how you feeling?
Ken.
Yeah. Press play. What? I can't do a Bill Burr impression. You can, though.
I don't. Oh, man. Yeah, now I'm thinking of multiple bits. We were this close. This close. Almost had a black pope.
Can you feel it, Chicago?
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm crazy. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's actually what you should do. You should go up there and play stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. The middle of excess, dude. Sam Kinison.
I do have this idea of making, like, some sort of house edit of Joe Rogan.
Oh, no,
like taking a podcast clip and turning it into a house song, but playing it off like, oh, fuck, I pressed play on the wrong thing. This is my podcast folder.
Careful.
And then it like turns into a house song.
Careful, man. The Joe Bros don't play.
Wait, they'll be like, oh, well, I thought we were actually going to play an episode.
Yeah. They'd be mad. Actually, no, you're going to fuck it up because the Joe Bros will be there and then they're going to hear it and they're going to stop dancing and go, oh, this is fucking episode 1073.
Yeah, yeah. You let this run. This is a good one.
And then they're just going to start chatting and pontificating, sharing ideas.
Yeah.
I like this creatine because this one makes me diarrhea less.
Yeah, especially during March Madness weekend. That would probably fucking work.
Yeah. You're going to turn the Joe crazy. Bros up,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. That's what we should do, actually. We should record an episode of the podcast and just let another podcast play and ad-lib it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, we agree with that.
Yeah.
Chew. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What he said.
Let's go.
I'm saying, hit that. Yeah, bro. You should be all right. Just, you know, control the vibe. Make sure it's a good vibe through and through.
Yeah.
That is your responsibility. Control the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah, man.
So we'll see.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to go back, honestly.
High key?
I did actually play like a game of roulette, like a session that I won. I was up like $500 or something.
Wow.
That's the first time that's happened. Like hit multiple numbers. You know, the energy was super high. People on the table were also hitting. It was one of those rounds, you know?
What were you betting? Like what was your number?
Like I think the minimum was 25. So like 25 on the inside or 25 on red and black.
Yeah.
So you start with 25, obviously, until you hit and then you kind of like just press.
Mm-hmm.
So I think eventually I was betting like 100 or something and like losing. Like I eventually broke even, but.
Yeah, winning on roulette is exciting because it never happens.
Yeah. I know. But like then you get the one session that where like it happens multiple times. You're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Dude, it always feels like there's one person that plays alone that is either so rich or like doesn't know how money works.
Yeah.
Because they come in with a stack. They're like buy in with like $2,000. So then they get a fucking stack of chips and they'll lay the whole thing on the table.
Across and they'll the
hit,
whole shit.
Yes. And they'll hit like the whole thing. This woman was literally like bankrupting herself every time, playing every single number, hitting a number, and there'd be like 100 on that number. She'd win it all back and then do the same thing. And she kept like smiling at us. Like when she hit, we'd be like, nice work. And we'd high five her and she'd like be stoked. And we're like, do you not understand what's happening here? You're like just slowly losing your sack. You know? Because every time she'd get a little bit less back.
Roulette is visually so funny to see.
So funny.
Fucking, you know, however many it is, 39 numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
And to put some little, you know, little circles on them. And then you go, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't. It's
yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, you fucking, of course
and then,
you didn't.
And then, dude, how visual the loss is when the fucking dealer takes all the chips with his arm and goes, into that one tiny little hole and you hear your money just evaporating.
Yeah, roulette.
You hear your kid's college fund like hitting the sides of that metal tube as it goes down.
Roulette, yeah, that's such a good point. Roulette is the funniest table when you lose your money because of that fucking, USPS mail chute they have connected to the table.
So funny, dude. It's cruel. It's actually cruel. Like, you have a table full of chips, you know, like, let's say like six people are playing and everyone has a big stack. So they're all playing the entire. And so there's like chips on every single number.
Yeah.
And then it'll hit green. And the dealer's like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
It's like one of those in-wall vacuum cleaners that they have in some homes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry about that. No, no, no. What are you doing? Sorry, just going to vacuum that up. Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
You got to fill the hole. Yeah, that table stays hungry, man. Actually, no. It stays fed. That's why the roulette table's so big.
Yeah, because that thing's,
It's thick. It's eating all
fattening
day,
that thing
man.
Up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's dense. That's why it's so dense. You know, craps table. it could eat a little, you know?
It's
a bit hungry.
Yeah.
Blackjack, it's kind of, it's just nibbling.
Yeah.
Roulette.
Yeah, that's bad. You know what they need? They need little holes on the player's side, too. So that when you win, you can put your chip in a little hole, and it just stacks it underneath the table. You know? So you can take the stack out and put it back on.
If not for nothing, they should do that just to make you think you're going to get to
do that. That's what I'm saying. It would feel good. It would feel good to, like, you know, Zamboni some chips into that little hole.
Yeah.
For yourself, for once. For fucking once.
Damn, dude. I can't not think of the dealer arm scooping all the shit. Oh, you know what's the worst? When they scoop it all to one arm, there's like a little salt on the wound when there's the extra chips that they two-hand in, you know, where it's like scoop the arm and there's a few left over and then the two-handed push for the rest. You're like, okay.
Yeah, we had this one dealer, absolute psychopath, just would like Zamboni the chips over to the hole and then leave them around the hole.
Oh.
Which is like the biggest like OCD trigger ever.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Just put them all in there. What are you doing? Finish it. Finish the job.
That table had acid reflux. You feed it too much at once, it's going to spit some shit back out. So
maybe. You know. We're losing too much. He's full. There's nothing. We can't put any more in here.
Yeah, dude. He's going to shit himself. We keep this up. We're going to need you
guys. No, I want to buy in for more. Come on. Here, it's 500 cash. No. For your own sake,
dude,
table
full,
is full.
So sorry. Bro. Well, hey. Speaking of money and valuables, this guy in New Haven, guy in his like mid-40s, chirping at me.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
I've not had an adrenaline spike like that in a minute where I wanted to publicly like get into it with someone.
Well, he was like seriously heckling you?
Oh no, it wasn't at a show, it was outside the venue.
What happened?
So we're about to get on the bus and he lights up a cigar in front of the bus. He has his back turned to me, kind of. But he knows I'm in he's an earshot of me, and he lights up the cigar and he just goes, "That's an old ass bus." Puts the cigar in and starts to walk away. And I'm just staring at the back of his head, and I couldn't believe it. We weren't talking to him. We weren't interacting with him at all. He just chirped it out. So I let him get about 5 feet. And I'm like, not going to let him get away with this. So I'm like, yeah, like your old ass knees. And then he kind of like takes a few steps. The way he's walking is so funny. He's just kind of, it's like a penguin. Kind of just like a slow two-step away, puffing the cigar. He repeats himself. He's like, "That's an old-ass bus." And I go, "Like your old-ass hairline?" And then he took a few more feet to, like, think about another one, so he follows up, and he goes, they made that bus in 1940. And I said,
"Hey, that's not even..."
Dude, I just go, I was like, "You would know, because you were born in 1940, Baldy." And I close the door.
Wow, that's awesome. That's like the most unnecessary interaction.
We were ever. Both stupid.
Yeah,
we
like why stupid. The fuck? Why would he even come for the bus in the first place? Who gives?
I was so dude. I was so upset. I was.
It's
so
an
upset.
Old ass bus. Every bus is fucking old.
I don't know, dude. Yeah.
What is he saying by calling your bus old? Like you can't afford
a better one? I think he was trying to call me broke. Yeah, like he was.
But it's
like
a tour bus.
I don't know, man. I lost it. I had it.
How old's your bus?
Yeah, we were both idiots, dude. We were laughing.
I love that he doubled down, said the same shit.
I know.
Just nothing witty was said.
Yeah. Which I was kind of losing at that point because he didn't have to say anything else. Like he was getting under my skin with the same thing.
He said that's an old ass bus twice.
Yeah, he's like, "That's an old ass bus." He just kept walking. I was like, "Your old ass knees." That's an old ass bus.
Not as old as that bus.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck. And then you're like, later you're like, everyone's gone to bed and you're sitting up. You know, the bus is driving overnight and you're just sitting in the main area looking around like, is it old?
Oh, no, dude.
You're like looking at, you've seen all like the cracks and stuff. And you're like, it is kind of.
Nah, ever since then.
It's kind of run down.
Bro, ever since then, anytime something on the bus like doesn't work right or something.
Yeah.
I've just been like, saying that. I've just been going, old ass bus.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you really got in your head like that.
He clearly pulled Tom aside
like 2 days later after a show, and you're like, hey, man, what's with the bus? Did they not have any newer ones? Like, why is ours so old? I was like, what do you mean? It's a normal bus. Yeah, I mean, it was normal in the 40s, maybe.
That's like when this was made, right? 1940? Like, we got to get this shit out of here. I'm a new artist.
It's visually very old. Like, it makes us look old.
I was so ass hurt. We were standing on the bus, and I'm like, he doesn't even fucking know. Because then I started talking about how we had a... Remember we had, like, our first bus was super modern, and there was just, like, you know, that was the one where, like, the heater didn't work, there's all those, like, other random issues with it. I was like, he acts like a new bus, doesn't have old bus, probably. I'm just so angry. I'm so angry. God, dude.
That's what you should have screamed after him. Stick your head out of the window. Well, I'll actually have you know, one of the very first buses I had was actually a newer one, and there was a bunch of problems with that one.
And this one
doesn't have. For example, the heater didn't really work that well. So
our new bus broke down. We had to take a flight in the middle of the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Do you ever think you were patient zero for COVID in Pittsburgh?
That was like way before, wasn't it?
It was, but dude.
Yeah. No, I think we were patient zero coming back from Australia.
Yeah, around the time.
Yeah.
From Straya.
Yep, because that was in March or February. Yeah.
That makes sense, bro.
We flew, yeah.
Yeah, no. We both went home feeling kind of weird.
Yeah, and then, yeah. I mean, I had a fever, straight up.
Yeah. No, man. You didn't have a fever. Come on. You didn't have it.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
I think when I left the studio on our last recording, I know I made that joke, like, oh, I just got a fever right now. Then when I was driving away, I felt bad because I was thinking, what if I actually did and I just got everybody sick? Not
you
chill.
Did, though, right?
No. Yeah. No. I did. Dude, I only feel better as of a couple days ago. It's been rough, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. That sucks. Yeah.
But, you know, hey, just in time to post up here in the big city. And
in the big city. Check out some skyscrapers.
To come, you know, come just hit up my boy in the back room of the Sammy's camera.
Make some clips.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's actually what this podcast, the bonus is going to be about. It's just Cody and I talking about how to cut stand-up clips and the best way to edit clips.
Yeah,
and
it's going
to
get very technical.
Captions and, yo, the auto caption feature is actually insane.
On TikTok?
In Premiere.
Oh, really?
Oh, bro.
I haven't tried
crazy.
It. Really?
It's so crazy. I'm very behind on this because I've not had to edit anything with captions. But
how new is it?
I think the feature is relatively new. It's probably been around for a little bit now, maybe like half a year.
Okay.
A year. But yeah, the way it can interpret audio, and it's so easy to just take a caption, split it, correct the font, you know, add effects and stuff. It's very very telling of the times we're in.
I mean, everyone does it. Like, everyone.
They've made it so
every
simple.
Every single video now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I started to think of a new bit kind of related to this. I'll say it on the break, but yeah.
We don't have to get into AI. I saw some clips. I saw some clips of Sam Altman on Lex Friedman.
Oh, didn't see that. What was he saying?
He just scares the shit out of me. It's like, I feel like just deep down, this guy just doesn't care about the human race.
Who is he?
He's the founder of OpenAI.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the nonprofit for the future of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The nonprofit that became for profit and now is worth $30 billion.
Yeah. No, I figured he would have got on Lex and he was like talking about like how to say like solve world hunger. We should change our government's structure. We got to think about how we get everyone on the same place economically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, people think AI are going to do those things sort of, but also there's the risk that it's going to just kill everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I definitely empathize with people that are scared. And that's all he says. It's like, no, tell us it's not going to fucking happen. Please.
Oh, he knows, dude. He knows. Look at these eyes.
You know
man.
What's crazy is that, okay, so I was reading an article about this, right? So OpenAI or ChatGPT, for example, is one large language model, right?
Yep.
And that's trained and that's, you know, smart up to the knowledge that it's been trained on, you know?
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure the more you use it, right, the more it also learns about
right.
humans' speech patterns and just about what they search for and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Well, now they just released the ability to, it's like essentially an app store. For ChatGPT, where you can build apps on top of ChatGPT. You know, just like you can build an app that lives on top of the iPhone operating system, you can do the same thing now with ChatGPT. So now ChatGPT can use the internet because that's an app.
That's scary.
An app for, you know, there's like an open table app or whatever where it like learns your restaurant preferences and everything. And you can just basically, there it is right there. You can like, I've never used it actually, but I'm assuming you just, now it's like a ChatGPT interface for OpenTable where you're just like, hey, I want a reservation for 4, and it knows your preferences and all that stuff.
Which is genius.
But then everything, now like Klarna Shopping, for example,
yeah,
and Shopify and all this stuff. So now it's getting data, and Expedia. Now it's getting travel data. It's getting shopping data from everyone in the world who is using these apps, and it's learning all of that too.
Did you see that thing?
So eventually this will be the smartest thing in the universe. Continues.
Yeah.
Because they don't know everything about everyone and every single tendency and habit a human has.
Yeah.
It'll know.
No, I 100% see what you're saying. I actually had a similar...
And Sam Altman is in charge of it. So he's going to be emperor of the world is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think he knows that. I think that's why...
I think he does too. I think in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm going to be fucking emperor of the world.
Yeah. I actually had a similar conversation in that I know this is going to seem obvious and everything I'm about to say is very obvious, but I was just kind of spinning out on the diffusion process of Midjourney. And obviously Midjourney it's like trained, like certain words have it registers like a certain amount of noise with like keywords and stuff. Like, but I guess the thing that was like really freaking me out about Midjourney is like Midjourney is just essentially the beginnings of like a mathematical like imagination. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, I get that's what it's always been and that should be obvious, but I just kept thinking about it more like, oh man. It's just crazy. Like you can now use this to essentially give software imagination, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it was just, I guess I was thinking about it more because people are like, oh, I guess people minimize it. I think when they say things like, oh, AI, when people use AI And when they kind of make fun of Midjourney, like, oh, it just puts pictures together, it's so much scarier than that, you know. Yeah. But whatever. Yeah. The did you see that thing with Wolfram Alpha, the app?
No.
So
wow, I forgot about that website.
Right.
I used to use that shit all the time.
So there's this thread on Twitter. You should look it up. Someone used ChatGPT. Someone was kind of prompting ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was able to solve a problem that Wolfram Alpha hadn't been able to solve. Or like it was something where
I saw something about this, yeah.
Yeah, like created an answer in kind of like nonsense, but it was nonsense that could be understood, and it was sort of whoa. That was pretty crazy. And then the new Midjourney came out. I'm just trying to think. There's something kind of related to this with like ChatGPT. Can't remember.
The app store is going to be like one of the biggest things on earth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is the most impactful technology release in the past 20 years by far.
Yeah.
And it was so low. They're so low key about it. They're just like, oh, this is kind of an experiment.
Yep.
Here's an app store where anyone can now build on top of like the smartest language model that is out.
I mean, bro, how much easier is it going to be to open up Instacart ChatGPT and you just go, hey, I need someone to pick up, and you just copy and paste everything.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no more like individually selecting shit.
Well, I think another like insight, I think, is that UIs are going to stop being a thing, like a screen where you touch buttons of pictures of food, because as a human you just want to say it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like if you had something that was constantly like, you know, an Iron Man or whatever, like just something that was constantly listening, where you're like, yo, order me some ribs from blah blah right now. Yeah. And they're like, cool. Do you want it normally? Like you normally have it with this style? Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Boom. And then it just does it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a thing in the next 6 months, you know?
Well, bro, it's going to be so funny because it makes me wonder how this impacts advertisers and stuff, because, and it makes me wonder how certain apps feel about, I guess they don't really need to track your finger presses anymore if they know everything you're buying and everything you're searching, and it's almost easier to just comb a user's like raw text input. But it would be so funny if like the internet started with just like raw text on like plain HTML pages, and imagine our operating systems just like go back and all our phones are just like, it's a prompt window and you just tell it what you want.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no UIs anymore. Like there's none of that. Like, it's just like a fucking Ask Jeeves text input box, and you're like,
hey. Your phone is like just Angry Birds.
Yeah, it's Angry Birds.
iOS 15 is Angry Birds.
Angry Birds and the prompt.
Yeah, and Doodle Jump.
Bro, last I'll say before we go to the bonus, you saw that thing? Did you see that ruling? Not ruling, but I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Basically, there was a ruling where you can't copyright images from Midjourney.
Okay.
You can't like copyright anything that's like driven by AI.
Okay.
I guess copyright law now, like in terms of like visual stuff, you have to be able to prove there was like human touch, I think is the phrase.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like to kind of like protect artists and stuff.
That is really interesting.
But, I was like kind of going down
fascinating actually.
Yeah, and I was kind of going down.
It's kind of like futile. It's like, I mean, this is like kind of feels like DRM, like way back in the day when Napster was around. It's like, yeah, you can try as much, and it kind of ended up working, which is weird. But it's like during that time, it was like, yeah, you can try as much as you want, but it's like teenagers are gonna fucking download music on Napster, and they're gonna figure out how to steal and share with each other.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm stumbling here. I was going down a rabbit hole in this a little bit. And we can pick it up more in the bonus, because that like TikTok ban bill. It's got some interesting stuff attached to it as well.
Yeah. Also, the memes from that are so fucking good.
I haven't seen any.
Oh my God. It's like that one part where the woman's like, I'd like to draw your attention to like a video, and she plays a TikTok, but people just change what it is.
Oh.
So fucking funny.
There, with this, because with the new Midjourney, it's like a lot of photo reel things. And people are kind of talking about how this change in the law right here kind of protects people that make like stock images and stock footage. Because imagine a few years when this gets so good, like you'd never need to, like anyone that creates stock photos or like stock videos, like it's gone. Like you don't need it anymore, which is
dude, so crazy. But that's just one, like everything.
Yeah.
Customer service, not going to be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
That's an entire industry completely wiped out in the next like 2 years.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. I don't even know what's going to be left. I know that's like weirdly like alarmist and sensationalist, but when I think about this, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck the world's going to be like in 2 years, 3 years.
I think in that regard with, you know, I mean, you know, maybe this is the shit that like cannibalizes capitalism and like that's the end, you know?
Yeah, very well could be.
Maybe it's a good thing.
But like that being said, though, like, you know, even though we've had the internet and everything for the past like whatever 30 years.
Yeah.
Like there's still people on like AOL. There's still like old people using like the oldest version of you've got mail and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
There's like legacy systems stick around for like a lot longer.
Yeah, but if you wipe out everyone doing, I mean, I guess in a way, like customer service jobs, you know, like call center jobs, that's going to affect people overseas because, you know, every job has been fucking outsourced from America for the most part. Like they companies here try to outsource as much as possible. So it's, you know, it's that thing that we were talking about where the only people without jobs are going to be everyone in Silicon Valley and all the programmers.
Yeah.
There's just going to be every software company is just going to, it's just going to go back down to the five guys that always knew computer science. And they're going to be like the ultimate prompters, and the rest of everyone who was like faking it and copying and pasting Stack Overflow answers, those will be the ones that get canned.
I think it's just the only person left is going to be Sam. the emperor of the world.
Yeah, and then we're
and
all
the rest of us are going to be like pets for AI.
Dude, Warhammer 40K, it's coming to life, dude. Yeah. We're looking at him.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's cruise to the bonus.
Oops, we went too long. Fuck. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. This was episode 285.
You're going to see we're getting in the bone zone, and I believe I'll have my sexy camera for that. So, you know.
Are we going to talk about Succession?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fuck, I was hoping you watched it. Let's go!
Yeah,
roast
I'm
me.
Up. I'm caught up, baby.
Roast
me! Roast me!
Come on, roast me.
All right, everyone. We'll see you there.
All right, bye. This week on The Bone Zone. They're taking me away. I got too many bitches tonight. They're taking me in. I got too many bitches.
I pulled too many guys at hoops and hops. They got to get me out of here. Fucking arrest this guy. Beast.
He's getting too many dudes. We got to take him in.
Rolling through hundreds of images of gigantic jugs. Siri, what would you look like with giant jugs? Project that into my VR headset. Let cloning become available.
Would you ever like...
Oh no, watching porn with the boys?
No, not that.
Boys?
Yeah, I guess that's less weird than what I'm about to say.
What?
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.